You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
92697, U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Homeland Security officials say the worldwide terrorist threat has entered a new phase with campaigns that have been launched to attract so-called lone wolf attackers. USA's John Clemens reports.
Speaking on ABC's This Week program, U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said the influence of Islamic terrorists has spread far beyond the battlegrounds of the Middle East. Meanwhile, Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas issued a warning that the effective use of social media by Islamic terrorists should not be taken lightly.
There's no question around the world. ISIS is the best financed and most militarily resourced terrorist group we've ever faced. Bottom line is, the FBI is investigating suspects with ties to ISIS here in America. We can't take this chatter from terrorists lightly. This we learned on 9/11.
On Friday, the Pentagon bolstered security at all military facilities around America. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A North Carolina jury has decided Starbucks is not liable for burns suffered by a Raleigh police officer.
Did 10 or more jurors vote in favor of that answer?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay.
That was Judge Donald Stevens confirming with the jury foreman the panel voted against the policeman.
Was plaintiff Matthew Cole injured by the negligence of defendant Starbucks Corporation? Your answer is no. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Michael Kors sued Starbucks for $50,000 after being burned by a free cup of coffee. He claimed the lid popped off and the burns and stress caused his Crohn's disease to flare up, and he had to have surgery to remove part of his intestine. The Department of Correctional Services in Nebraska says inmates took control of at least part of a state correctional institution Sunday. Staff members were attempting to break up a large gathering of inmates in front of a housing unit when the disturbance began. Two inmates were found dead and two staff members were injured. There are no reports of any escapes. The police chief in Garland, Texas, says his department was not aware of an FBI memo to law enforcement before the shooting outside of a recent event featuring cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. The memo provided information about one of the two men who opened fire outside the building before being shot and killed. Garland's police chief says the information would not have changed his department's response. He says the FBI bulletin on Elton Simpson in the hours before the shooting did not indicate that he was an imminent threat. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Hi, and we are at Hot and Hunterdon today, and it is May 11th, and I'm joined in the studio with two guests. Very happy to have two of my favorite people that I get to work with, some every day and some when their email's working, and I won't say which one is which, but I'd like to introduce Jonathan and Ben. Jonathan, if you can tell everyone your name and what you do.
Sure. Well, good afternoon, Georgine. Thank you for having me. My name is Jonathan Asiag, and I am the Youth Services Coordinator for NorwestGAP.
Excellent. And Ben, welcome to Hot and Hunterdon today. Thanks so much for coming out to talk about your programs and services and the leadership you provide in the community.
Thanks for having us. My name is Ben Eske. I'm the Executive Director for Warren County Habitat for Humanity, and we service the Warren County, New Jersey geographical footprint.
Excellent. We're going to talk a little bit about Habitat for Humanity. And today, just so our listeners know, they'll be able to listen and learn a little bit about volunteer and community engagement. And they'll learn a little bit more about Habitat for Humanity and prevention programs for youth in the community. That engagement piece is so important. So at Hunt and Hunterdon, we always start off with a quote. So I try to make it relevant to my guests. So today's quote is by Eduardo Galeano, and his quote is, "I don't believe in charity." And I know you both are looking at me like that's a little harsh, but I'll finish the quote. So he said, "I don't believe in charity. I believe in solidarity. Charity is vertical, so it's humiliating. It goes from the top to the bottom. Solidarity is horizontal. It respects the other and learns from the other. I have a lot to learn from other people." So that is his quote, and I thought it was relevant to us to talk about how we need to work together a little bit more in the community, and having two different organizations here that have the same focus on the community, on improving the community and strengthening community members, I think it was so important for a topic. So I really appreciate you both being here at Hunt and Hunterdon today. And we do have to pay the bills here. Richard, you guys just met Richard G as he was walking out, but paying the bills is important here as it is in the nonprofit organizations. So we're going to go to a commercial on weather, and then we'll be back to talk a little more in depth about community engagement.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Okay, and we're back here live at Hunt and Hunterdon. I'm Georgine Trinkle, your host today, and I'm going to give you the weather. And I'm going to say that I was a little henny-penny on my way here because I thought the sky was falling. I was on 31, and all of a sudden it was torrential rain, thunderstorms, looked like the world was ending. But as I moved a little bit further south, it was a sunny sky. So the rest of today, there may be a few more isolated thunderstorms, but it's mostly sunny with a high near 85. Tonight, we do have some more showers and thunderstorms, but that'll end around 9 p.m. So if you have clothes on the line, you might come home to some clothes that are still wet. But then mostly it'll be calm after midnight. I think the fog of the last few days has been resolved. And Tuesday, we are looking at a very hot day. Actually, Hunt and Hunterdon likes when there's a hot forecast. So there's a high of 85 tomorrow. Mostly clear Tuesday night with a low around 55. Wednesday is a beach day, mostly sunny and 69. So if, Jonathan, you call in sick on Wednesday, I'll know where you got the idea because I put it in your head. Thursday also is a beach day with a high of 70. And Friday looks beautiful, mostly sunny and 72. So I could do that weather all day long with those types of forecasts. So everyone's going to have a great weather week. And again, we're here at live at the studio here. It's Hunterdon County Internet Chamber Radio. We're in Flemington today broadcasting, and we're talking about community engagement and prevention and the great resources that we have in the community. So I wanted to start, now that everyone knows the two guests I have in the studio, Jonathan and Ben, I wanted to talk a little bit about prevention. So Jonathan, maybe we could start with you talking about some of the prevention initiatives that you have going on with youth.
Sure. As Georgine had mentioned earlier, our program does work specifically with youth and with youth servicing organizations. And our prevention initiatives have basically geared on strengthening what prevention services are out there. And one of the approaches that we're using is called the Above the Influence campaign, and that has been around for some time. The campaign focuses on engaging youth specifically where they meet, where they are, through the use of social media campaigns, and sending a strong message against substance abuse, tobacco, and alcohol usage. We have seen a significant spike in use of synthetic marijuana, heroin in our communities, and a lot of money is spent addressing the need, but not enough money spent on prevention. So it, from our perspective moving forward, building on current initiatives and strengthening them does allow our program and our intervention along with our partners to be more effective. And that's the biggest message, that we're effective, we're using what's already there, and we're being more innovative as far as how do we target these youth. And the youth really respond really, really well. We've had a lot of activities with both the police and other community programs. With the Above the Influence campaign, it's catching on really well. School district officials and organizations are also involved. It has been great. It's a great process.
Well, I know that this time of year we always think about making sure that our teenage drivers aren't driving under the influence. Yes, and next week on the show we'll have Debbie Weiss from State Farm mm-hmm. on to talk about teenage driving and the risks of safety. And I know that a lot of the things that you do with the driving campaign and to try to promote youth involvement is to really get the youth engaged in the community and the campaign. They get to design it and develop it. Mm-hmm. And I know, Ben, that you also believe in engaging youth in the community, and you have a program that the youth are working on with the Warren Hills.
Yes, that's correct. The mission for Habitat for Humanity is seeking to put God's love into action. Habitat for Humanity brings people together to build homes, communities, and hope. So you think about that, and we talk about bringing people together to serve, and we can certainly bring our youth into ways that we can serve the community when it comes to these housing needs. As a matter of fact, I was just at an affiliate conference down in Georgia where we had an opportunity to have most of the 1,400 affiliates in the United States gathered together. They descend upon Atlanta every other year. And we had opportunities to speak to people around the world that also serve. And there were just some heart-wrenching stories of youth impact and ways that youth can get engaged, though, not even in building houses, but just being able to provide water and sanitary living conditions for the people that are already there, where they weren't even able to focus on some of the housing need, but just getting water to people. So we look at where we're at in Warren County and how can we engage our youth and community and get involved. And we have our Hope in the Hills program of Warren. It's actually going to be kicking off again at the end of June this coming year. So we're excited about that. It's only about a month away. And what that does is it takes both youth and experienced people out to job sites and focuses on low-income elderly and disabled folks who aren't able to keep up with their place. And that could involve weatherization. It could involve working on a deck. It could involve some landscaping. And it's just like a wonderful opportunity to bring together the youth along with, again, experienced professionals or people that are retired and out of work and just want to help. And help service these homes. We try and hit about 40 to 50 each year, and we're looking to do that again this June.
That sounds great, and I hope that we'll be able to put a little bit of information on the website or the Facebook page to remind people how they can get involved. And youth impact, engaging the youth, making sure that they're active and involved in campaigns, mm-hmm. that they are aware of what the dangers are. I mean, those are the ways that we strengthen our community, and working together, as the quote said, working horizontally, not vertically, not silos, but just being able to have the synergy of different programs and services. That's what really impacts the community, when we can feed off each other and have a brainstorming session and
solidarity.
Solidarity, for sure. Well, we're going to pay the bills, and then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some volunteer opportunities for adults and some things that are happening in the community. So I hope everyone stays with us.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
We'll be right back.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
You're listening to HuntingChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we're back here at live at Hot in Hunterdon. I'm Georgine Trinkle, your host, and I have with me in the studio today, I have Ben from Warren County Habitat for Humanity, and I have Jonathan from Norwest Cap, who's leading the youth initiatives. And we were talking about youth impact and some of the things that are going on this time of year. Both have some exciting events coming up and some opportunities to engage. And I just wanted to take a few minutes to move away from the youth topic to talk about volunteer opportunities, because I hope there's a lot of listeners right now thinking, well, I want to be part of that solidarity and I want to have a stronger community. How do I get involved? So Ben, I'm going to ask you, if someone wants to get more involved in the community, what would make Habitat for Humanity a good fit?
Well, the wonderful thing about Habitat for Humanity is it's so inclusive of so many people. People think of Habitat for Humanity and they think of someone swinging a hammer after a crisis like a hurricane. Hurricane Katrina actually brought a lot of attention to the organization not too long ago, and then with the follow-up with Hurricane Sandy and even events worldwide like what happened in Nepal, you think about how you can impact or help contribute to providing safe and affordable housing for those in need. But there are many other ways to get involved. We're always looking for people on the construction site. We're typically building on Thursdays and Saturdays throughout the year. We have other opportunities during the year as well to get involved in our traditional building program. Right now we're working on a renovation in Phillipsburg. That's for a family of nine. You've got a husband, his wife, who's a veteran, Gulf War veteran, and there's seven children with a lot of special needs. So we're trying to get that house wrapped up in September, October. If people want to get involved with that, we would love to have them on board. You can be skilled or unskilled. Everybody's got skills. It's just how do you apply them. So we always welcome new help on site. But there's other areas in our organization where we're always looking for help, and we have some real pressing needs right now. We have areas in our finance where we're looking for people with bookkeeping experience or CFO, CPA types that could be helpful in helping us plan and strategically plan for how we move things forward and progress our programs. We're always looking for people in fundraising, whether it's resource development and working with individual or corporate donors. If it's somebody that's interested in working in grants, we always are looking for people that would like to help us in special events. So those are other great pockets and areas. And we have a real emphasis right now on our volunteer committee. There's a lot of coordination with volunteers. People that are behind the scenes that have worked for nonprofits or other organizations can, I'm sure, nod their heads and say, yeah, I have an appreciation for that. It does take a lot to corral and wrangle up volunteers for different tasks that are needed, and figuring out how people could be best utilized, and to recruit and to follow up and reward and just recognize our volunteers. I mean, that's a huge part of who we are, is bringing those people together to get these things done. So while we're servicing a partner family or other people in the community, it's a great way to service the people that work right alongside you too. So volunteering is such an important piece of our organization. If people were interested in how they could get involved, they could go to warren.habitat.org. So that's www.warrenhabitat.org. There's also a Habitat affiliate right here that covers Raritan. It's the Raritan Valley affiliate, and it covers part of Hunterdon. You could go to habitat.org if you're not within these communities and find out what affiliates do service your local community, and definitely get more information through there.
That sounds great, Ben. Thanks for that information. And hopefully you have or will soon connect with our Norwest Cap Volunteer Resource Center. I know I tried to do an introductory email because it does take so much for an organization to be able to have the capacity to take volunteers, to train them, to manage them, to recognize them. So hopefully we'll make things a little bit easier for you at Norwest Cap. Now, Jonathan, you also can beg Ben for some volunteer opportunities. Maybe you could talk a little bit about how you work with nonprofit organizations and place youth as volunteers on different projects.
Absolutely. We have a great working relationship with the Phillipsburg Police Department and various police departments in assisting them with their station house adjustments. And one of the commitments that the youth engage is in fulfilling hours during their time. So we are out at community servicing organizations, we're at churches. We are trying to utilize our time that's meaningful and productive and gives back to the community. And at the same time, it teaches the youth new skills. And as Ben had mentioned, it is important for the youth to feel that they're making a difference. And a lot of times our youth come from very diverse and very challenging backgrounds that, you know, they don't know perhaps the meaning behind what it is to give back or to be thanked for something. When you're used to getting yelled at or screamed at or judged your whole life, now you are making a difference. So that can be very powerful and impactful in any way. So definitely we're going to be assisting Ben in any way, shape that we can in his mission. But it is important as far as moving forward and helping the youth and collaborating. And that solidarity piece is very important as well.
And I think the gratitude for the youth, it really, truly is the first time that some mm-hmm. of the youth that are participating, we call them volunteers. I mean, you could just take them at your organization and they would come and give back and then they would go home. But when we structure them through our project, through the Leader Project, we teach them about what it means to participate with Habitat for Humanity and the background behind your organization and why you need more help. And we give the youth an opportunity to engage. And what happens is for the first time, sometimes they come back and say, when we did the snow shoveling, you know, people were so happy to see these kids shoveling their snow. It was disabled and low-income seniors, and they came out and they wanted to give them hot chocolate. And, you know, the kids, it was the first time they felt that someone was actually happy that they were there and what they were doing, and they felt gratitude from someone else.
And if I may add, just in some of our kids who have been volunteering in these programs, after their time is done or their commitment is done, they will stick around and they'll come back even after all we're gone. They will still maintain a relationship with the organization, with a program, and that's very rewarding for themselves because we have made a connection and they have made a connection.
I've got a guy that I work alongside with, and he tells me all the time, he says, you know what? He's like, if we can just get to the youth, to the younger mm-hmm. folks, he's like, if they can volunteer one time, you'll have a volunteer for life.
Yes.
I mean, they really pick up on what a difference they can make and the impact that they can have, and they can carry that experience with them through the rest of their lives.
I think that's so true. And what you're saying is when you always have that negativity in your mm-hmm. life and you've never had that option where someone really is mm-hmm. thankful and grateful, you know, gratitude can open so
Absolutely.
Many doors and show us so much in our attitude, how it changes, how our heart opens a little bit when we're grateful. Mm-hmm. And this Saturday we had someone, one of our quotation in air mark or not, no one can see us here, but one of our volunteers came back this Saturday. I mean, it chokes me up that, yes. you know, she came back and she came with her siblings and she didn't have to be there, but she found something, mm-hmm. you know, even if it was just a little something, and even if she only comes back one time, at least I feel like we, you know, gave her something she didn't have before, mm-hmm. a feeling, a sense of belonging, yeah. a connection, a commitment, you know, some follow through, some identity of promises and keeping those promises to the community. So, you know, having those opportunities, I think, is so important.
Mm-hmm. That's right at the heart of it.
So what we're going to do now, we always say studio time goes so much faster than the rest of the time, but we do have to pay the bills here. So we're going to go to the news. Then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about community engagement and some great things that are going on. So I hope everyone stays with us here at Hot and Hunterdon. I just have to find the news here, and then we'll be all set. So everyone will be very well educated after listening to my favorite news broadcast here.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. At least 5 people are dead after violent weather and tornadoes blew through North Texas and Arkansas. Van Zandt County Fire Marshal Chuck Allen says crews are still assessing the damage from a twister that blew through Van, Texas last night.
Approximately 30% of the city of Van has suffered damages, ranging from completely destroyed homes to downed trees and power lines.
There were also some damages in some of the Dallas suburbs. A public memorial is being held today in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, for 2 police officers shot over the weekend during a traffic stop. 4 people have been charged in connection with the murders.
2 people are each charged with 2 counts of capital murder. That's Marvin Banks and Joni Calloway. 2 other people are charged with related offenses. Marvin Banks' brother, Curtis Banks, is charged with being an accessory to murder after the fact. The 4th person, Cornelius Clark, was arrested on a charge of obstruction of justice.
That was AP correspondent Jay Reeves. This is USA Headline News.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. We were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage, as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Secretary of State John Kerry will be in Russia tomorrow to meet with leaders. Acting State Department spokesperson Marie Harf.
It's important to hear and to speak to President Putin about all of these issues directly. Obviously, he talks to Foreign Minister Lavrov quite a bit. But these are all very serious issues, and given that we're going there, we thought it made sense to meet with President Putin.
She says it's important to open dialogue to discuss important issues.
This is part of our ongoing effort to maintain open lines of communication.
The Russian state news agency says the Kremlin is hoping Kerry will bring new proposals on settling the continued unrest in Ukraine. The police chief in Garland, Texas, says his department wasn't aware of an FBI memo to law enforcement before the shooting outside a recent event featuring cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. The memo provided information about one of the 2 men who opened fire outside the building before being shot and killed. He says the FBI bulletin on Elton Simpson in the hours before the shooting did not indicate there was an imminent threat. This is USA Headline News.
Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary is excited to announce free, massive, open online courses to equip God's people to serve the church and fulfill the Great Commission. These non-credit classes are completely free, no hidden cost, easy registration, and self-pacing with no deadlines. The same world-class faculty, the same content, the same great resources accessible to the church. Topics include interpreting and teaching the Bible, evangelism and missions, theology and culture, and work and worship. Go, take a class, learn, serve. Find out more at sebts.edu/MOOC.
The singing competition show that launched some major artists is being grounded. AP Entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel has the story.
It's the beginning of the end of the journey for American Idol. Fox says the show will go off the air after its 15th season next spring. During much of its time on the air, Idol was must-see TV, making stars out of head judge Simon Cowell and singers like Kelly Clarkson, Jennifer Hudson, and Carrie Underwood. And it taught us it was good to be going to Hollywood, bad to sound pitchy, and when Randy Jackson called you a dog, well, it was a good thing. But in recent years, Idol's ratings began to wane, and eventually it was eclipsed by a rival show, NBC's The Voice. I'm Oscar Wills-Gabriel.
George Zimmerman has been shot at. He is the Florida man who was acquitted of killing Trayvon Martin a few years ago in an incident that sparked protests around the country. Apparently, Zimmerman was sitting in his car when someone opened fire. He was not seriously hurt. Trey Gowdy says he not only wants to meet with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, he wants to talk to her assistants and former staffers. The South Carolina congressman is the head of the House committee investigating the 2012 attacks on Benghazi. Iranian-backed Shiite rebels in Yemen are claiming to have shot down a Moroccan fighter jet taking part in a coalition carrying out airstrikes. The report comes just a day before a five-day humanitarian ceasefire is set to begin. Morocco's military is saying only that the jet went missing yesterday. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And this is Georgine Trinkle at Hot 100, and we're back with Ben from Habitat for Humanity and Jonathan from NorwestCAP. And let me just give you those websites quickly. So if you wanted to talk to Ben or learn a little bit more about youth involvement, community engagement, or how to be a volunteer, you could check out their website at www.warrenhabitat.org. Or if you want to connect with Jonathan, you can do so by the NorwestCAP website, which is www.norwescap.org, norwestcap.org, or by telephone 908-454-7000, extension 150. And Ben, I don't know your telephone number if you want to give one.
Sure, it's 908-835-1300. So that's 835-1300.
Excellent. We were just talking earlier today about the telephone and how the voice is a great way to connect with people. So if any of our listeners want to connect with either of you or the organizations, feel free to pick up the phone. You guys are very personable, so it's an easy call to make and learn a little bit more about the organizations and how to be involved. So we talked a little bit about the campaigns going on that Jonathan has with youth engagement and the opportunity with the Warren Hills program that Ben has. Then we touched on some volunteer opportunities either for house builds to work with the family that includes a veteran and their seven children, and also about how to participate and be able to have children or youth that are between 14 and 18 give back to the community through the LEADER program. Now I thought maybe we could take a little bit of time to talk about how you can volunteer goods and services and items. So, Ben, let's start with you. You have a ReStore on Route 57 in Washington, and I know that you have donated goods and are always looking for certain types of donations. Can you talk a little bit about that for our listeners?
Sure. The ReStore is one of the ways that we help fund our organization's mission. And what we do is we take donated goods and we liquidate them out of the store. So whether it's furniture, home decor, appliances, building supplies, lighting, lumber, tools, hardware, all of those things, people can donate them to our ReStore. It also keeps it out of the landfill, so there's a green factor in there too.
We love that.
We sure do. And it's amazing how quickly merchandise comes in and out of those doors. We're open 5 days a week, Tuesday through Saturday from 9 to 5, with Wednesday being our late night till 7 o'clock. And we're open to the public. Sometimes people ask me, well, how do I get in there? Do I need a membership or do I have to be part of your organization? No. You can feel free to just stop on by. It's just like any other retail store, except we do take fully donated goods. And like I said before, we sell them. So we're always looking for help, though, because that is a monumental task. This isn't like we're stocking shelves and just selling out of the back where people can drive around back or pick up things on order. Everything's a onesie, meaning it's one item. So if it's a box of screws or if it's a sectional, giant piece of upholstery, we have to put it out to the floor. We've got to price it, prep it, check it out, inform the community about it, let them know, sell it, load them up, and then we're starting the process all over again. So there is a lot of things that are involved, from just keeping our store nice and presentable and displaying things, working up at the cash register or answering phones, taking donated goods, picking up donated goods. Right now, we have a paid role that we're looking for. We're actually looking to fill a truck driver position. We always take volunteer help on the truck as well, but we are looking for a truck driver. If you wanted to learn more about that, you could go to warrenhabitat.org. We're always looking for people then to help sell items too to our customers as well as our donors as they're coming in. It's amazing how many times people are dropping things off and say, oh my goodness, that looks wonderful. What a price. So it is really neat to see the types of things that come through the door. And again, that funding helps support our organization and goes back into building houses as well. So it's a wonderful, wonderful piece to what we do. And it's a great way for youth to get involved again, since we were talking about that before. It's not just over the age of 18, it's a great way to help us get 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds involved, and there's a lot of opportunity in there as well.
Okay, and if someone is, you know, kind of getting new furniture and their other furniture is serviceable, those are the kind of things you look for. If someone's a manager of a building store and they have things that are no longer needed or they can no longer sell, is there a tax deduction incentive for that?
There sure is. Thanks for bringing that up. Your donation would be tax deductible, so we'll have people bring in small items, as simple as maybe a little shelf or a rocking chair or something like that. Or we could be picking up at someone's home and picking up a whole slew of furniture because somebody's moving or downsizing. There's all kinds of opportunities that arise where people are looking to quickly unload things that they have or that they possess. So that's certainly done on an individual donor base, but also, like you were saying as well, with businesses, we're always looking to increase our relationships with businesses, whether they're smaller mom and pop type businesses that have extra things on hand that they're looking to unload, or a way, again, that they can use that as a tax write-off. It certainly benefits our organization and mission as well. And then for some of the larger stores too that we're being able to partner up with, we've had a lot of paint come in through Walmart recently. We've had some wonderful additions by Lowe's of doors and windows. You just never know what's coming through. So whether it's a business or an individual, there's great ways to donate. And they can do that, again, by contacting us through our website or contacting us at the store. And that's at 908-835-1980. You can call that 835-1300 number I cited earlier. But if you wanted to get a hold of the store directly, the Warren County Habitat for Humanity Restore, that's 908-835-1980.
Excellent. And when Ben said paint, you perked up a little bit, Jonathan, because sometimes you do painting projects with the youth. Mm-hmm. Do you have certain needs that you're looking for as well?
Absolutely. Our youth, you know, they engage in a little bit of it's smaller type of work, but some of the things that we're doing right now is we're doing a lot of outdoor yard cleaning. When there is availability, we'll also do paint jobs. So we're looking for paint, trash bags, gloves, rakes, anything that we can help fulfill the mission of the youth, Northwest Cup and the Leader Program. Anything, no donation is too small, paper towels, things that we can carry on our hands to help supplement, you know, the need of the community and their project for that weekend.
I know you like to make sure that the youth have a lot of different activities, and
yes.
I know sometimes craft items are also
absolutely
really popular.
Yes.
To make wreaths, or sometimes those benefit
cards,
the senior centers,
yes,
the cards for the Meals on Wheels program.
Mm-hmm.
So any of those items are really helpful. They save our budget money,
yes,
and they provide a way to expose the youth to different activities instead of always, I dislike if every project were just cleaning or picking up trash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many opportunities to show the kids different things that they may not know they're capable of. It
right.
could be drawing the cards. You know, it's just, it's always helpful. So
yes,
craft items are always welcome, and donated items. You know, it's so great. We're always green. We try to be green on this show. We've had people come in and talk about Earth Day, and we've had people come in and talk about global warming. And, you know, it's a terrible thing in this society. It's like a disposable society that
mm-hmm.
we live in.
Yeah.
And you try not to partake in that, but it seems like financially, it really is easier to get something new than repair
yeah.
something. And the repair people are limited and dwindling, and so it's great when we can put some value back in the community. It's really an exceptional thing, and it's great that we have organizations like Habitat for Humanity in Warren County and elsewhere and Norwest Cap to try to limit that that time that we have in the landfill and that space, because it's just really not helping our environment. So, again, if you want to call the store, the ReStore, you can do that, Ben?
Yeah, it's 908-835-1980.
Okay, and if they want to get you, that number is 908-835-1300.
You got it. Looking forward to the phone calls.
Excellent. Okay, we're going to take a short commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about some upcoming events that are going on for both organizations. Stay with us.
Hi. I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time,
falling down,
it could be your family on that bridge. Go to forwardnewjersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
And we're back here at Hot 100. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and I'm lucky to have with me in the studio two of my favorite people I get to work with, sometimes more often, and a little bit always because we're so busy, we don't always get to connect as much as we should, but we certainly are making connections in the studio and getting some synergy on some different projects. So it's great to have Ben and Jonathan with me today to talk about the impact on youth, volunteer, and community engagement, and about the great organizations Norwest Cap and Habitat for Humanity. And I know that you both work very hard, but I know that you also both like to have events and to celebrate in the community, and so I wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about the events that you each have coming up in the community. Jonathan, let's start with you. I know that you have some great things coming up this time of year.
Absolutely. Part of our program and our funding allows us to work not just with the youth, but also with the fathers as well, or in families. We do have an activity coming up on June 1st for celebrating Fatherhood Month. It's going to be an activity for both fathers and their children of all ages. We're going to have giveaway for books, crafts, and this is going to be in Phillipsburg at the Early Childhood Learning Center. We use their in-kind space for this activity, 6 o'clock on June 1st, and that's a Monday night. Aside from that, we have a weekly ongoing fatherhood group, which meets every Thursday evening at 6 o'clock, and that's at Norwest Cap Head Start on 574 Roseberry Street in Phillipsburg. And our final ongoing event is every Saturday between 1 and 4. We have the Cops and Kids Reading Room, which is on Anderson and Heckman Streets. And we have books. We have giveaways. It's a very nice opportunity for families, both youth, fathers, mothers, parents, grandparents, to come and take advantage of such a wonderful environment. So that's what we have going on.
That sounds great, and I do applaud the work that you do with the Fatherhood Program and engaging fathers. You know, we talk about absent parents and mm-hmm. how critical it is for families yes. to be a unit and to be able to manage in sometimes blended families mm-hmm. and what that all means. So I do appreciate that, but you both know I am a bit of a feminist, so I'm going to have to ask Ben to talk about a project that he had mostly with women recently.
Yeah, that's right. We had our Women's Build, which just took place back on Saturday, May 9th. So we just came off the heels of it, and boy, was there a flurry of activity. What the Women Build tries to do is it's a partnership in between Lowe's and Habitat for Humanity International, where affiliates, an affiliate like ours, partners together with a Lowe's, and in this case it was the Phillipsburg Lowe's that partnered with us, and they were working on site at our Mercer Street home, as well as two other homes that we were working on. So we had about 50 people volunteering on three different sites, and 75%, I'd say actually about 80%, I think, were women that were involved, whether it was swinging hammers, insulating, doing landscaping and seeding, and there were a number of jobs that needed to be done that day, and we had a wonderful turnout. So that's a great way for women to unite and get together and show support in the mission, and like I said, that was a really successful event for us.
Now, Ben, is that an annual event?
It is. We've been doing it in May for the last few years in a row, and most likely that'll continue. It's amazing how it's grown. You know, first it was a good handful of women, and then it was a bit more, and now we're talking about 50 people. I'm not sure what we're going to be shooting for next year, but it seems to be growing exponentially, which is exciting. So, yeah, we'll be looking to do that again in May, and that'll be right around Mother's Day again.
Okay, and do you need people to help organize that, or does Lowe's handle all of that?
We do the program organization. Lowe's does provide a clinic that will instruct a component of what we're working on that particular day. Sometimes it's a painting clinic, sometimes it's an insulation clinic. It depends where we're at on site that particular day. So they try and incorporate something that fits what we're working on.
It's really neat. And I like the corporate responsibility piece, too, that you have a corporation coming in and doing training. And
There's more, too.
Lowe's
has a great partner with Habitat for Humanity, donates millions to us, to our organization. In our particular affiliate, we're awarded a $5,000 grant at the completion of this Women Build. So it's a great way that Lowe's provides a monetary figure as well to help support the mission. It provides people from in the store. Employees end up volunteering. The store manager will come down on site, which is really neat as well. Like I said, that clinic. So there's an educational component to it. So they really hit on all different levels for us for that weekend.
That sounds really fun. We'll have to see what we're doing next year and see if we can join that Women's Builds project. And are there pictures of that on your website?
Yeah, those are actually getting uploaded tonight, so we're excited to share all of those. So I'm sure that we'll have some stuff floating around, whether it's through Facebook or on the paper as well. So we'll be looking forward to sharing those photos with everyone.
Great. Now, people missed that because that just took place, but if they wanted to still support that project or Habitat for Humanity, they could still make a donation and send that to you, and information on donations are available at your website, which is www.warrenhills.org.
WarrenHabitat.org.
Okay, great. So I know that event is past, but I know that you're not, waiting for next year for your next event. So what else you have going
on? We're talking about Father's Day. We're talking about Mother's Day. There's plenty going on. We also have a golf event on June 16th. That's put on by Absolute Home Mortgage Company. That'll be at Panther Valley. I believe that event is now full, though. I would need to double check that, but again, that golf event is on June 16th, and that's a great fundraiser for us, as well as a lot of people in the real estate industry come out in that particular event, which is a really neat way and a tie-in with the need of housing right here in Warren County and abroad. We also have our Hope in the Hills weekend that we were talking about. Coming up June 26th through the 29th. People can still get their volunteer applications in. If you were looking for more information, again, drive you to that website or that phone number. WarrenHabitat.org or call us at 835-1300. We'd love to share more information about that. Again, that's open to both youth and adults, ages 14 and up.
and it's June 26th through the 29th. And we have a bowling fundraiser at Oakwood Lanes in Washington, and that's $20 a person. Again, it's on July 25th. $20 a person. We're looking to fill all 26 lanes up, always looking for sponsors for that as well. And that'll be a nice casual event during the middle of the summer. If it's really hot outside and you feel like helping out, you could certainly attend that event, and that'll be a great thing.
Now, do you have to be a pro bowler for that event?
If you did, I wouldn't be bowling that night, but I'm planning on it. But that's a really great way, and that's going to actually help fund our next project that we're working on, which will be close to Oakwood Lanes in Washington, which is going to be in Port Colden. That's going to be for a duplex. We've just closed the first application cycle as we're looking for two partner families for that duplex in Port Colden, and that'll help with the foundation.
So you're actually looking for families right now?
We are. We're in the process of it right now. However, we just did conclude our phase one of the application process. If somebody really wanted to try and get an application in there, they could try and call us up today or get one on our website at warrenhabitat.org. And then depending on where that goes and leads to, that might reopen, but typically it can be closed. So we had a lot of applications come in. It wouldn't discourage anyone from applying right now either, though, because there's always another project around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for someone who maybe isn't living in an ideal situation, or you don't have to be homeless to apply for.
Correct.
Maybe,
yeah.
Can you just talk a little bit about that?
Sure. There's a few criteria we look for in our building program. It's got to be for a family that's in need. So it could be a substandard living conditions. There's a certain income bracket that we're looking for, because a Habitat for Humanity house isn't a traditional nonprofit language here. It's not a handout. It's a hand up. So you're going to end up paying a mortgage at the end of the process. So there's got to be steady employment shown, decent credit. We do have flexibility in credit, but we do have credit guidelines that we still adhere to. And then there's sweat equity hours as well. And that's 250 hours per adult that get volunteered right back into the program, which is really great. I'll tell you right now, Brian at the house that we're working at right now, he's at the house swinging away a hammer, and Amira has been helping out over at our Restore. So there's great ways that people can get involved and still get volunteer hours and give back. At the end of it, they'll have a house, but there'll be an interest-free mortgage at cost. So if you can imagine, that's what makes it affordable housing for families in need, because they're going to have a mortgage with no interest. And again, that's the house at cost. The Habitat house can typically run for $80,000 to $100,000, let's say, spread out over 30 years.
Okay, and do you have to be working? Can you be disabled?
You can. There's certain criteria, again, that's built into there. So I would certainly always recommend people to apply and get more information. There's a lot of situational stuff that can come up that, again, we do have guidelines for. But we always encourage people to apply or pick up the phone and call if they have further questions about their unique situation.
Excellent. Okay. Well, that's an exciting opportunity for families right there.
Yeah.
And Jonathan, do you want to just touch a little bit upon some of the ways that you hope that families can, be part of the community?
Well, absolutely. Definitely through the fatherhood program is a way we work with youth and fathers, but through programs like Northwest Caps Family Success Center, they have the opportunity for both parents, children to do activities together, to connect with their communities, and most importantly, we serve as a link to other programs that they can then hopefully either volunteer or take advantage of in the situations of Ben through the facilitation of the application and things like that. It is very important for families to know that these programs and organizations are out there, and through our mission and through NorwestCap and the youth program, we can then provide them some sort of resource that can help them connect and achieve whatever it is goal that they're trying to achieve.
I find that a lot of people who have never been in poverty or never worked in social service, mm-hmm. they don't understand all the barriers that exist, mm-hmm. and how you can't just help someone who's in need, that there's eligibility criteria, or even for programs that are government-funded programs, mm-hmm. like food stamps, which aren't called food stamps anymore, sort of SNAP or a supplemental nutrition assistance program. There's so many acronyms, and there's so many barriers, and there's so many things that you have to learn and navigate. So I think it's important to have the resources where you can get involved with Habitat for Humanity. And then you become like a member for life. You know, with the youth we were talking about earlier, Ben, you said if they start volunteering when they're younger, they will volunteer for probably the rest of their lives whenever they have time, because they get something from giving. And we all get something from giving. We get that feeling that we're connected and we're part of a greater community. So I think it's really important that you know, we keep providing those opportunities for people, and we keep reminding people who are not in that situation what it really is like to have substandard housing, how difficult it is when you're homeless to get your children to school, or the school where you became homeless. You know, the shelter options, how limiting they are, and truly how difficult it is to think about anything when you don't even know where you're going to be sleeping at night. So housing and community building and youth impact, those are all the things that we need in the community.
And I will say, through our programs, we advocate for families, for youth, that we can hopefully bridge them and connect them with programs that can meet their needs. If we can't meet their needs, we will find someone that can, or an organization that can meet their needs and explain and assist them in the process, or, you know, sometimes what these words mean, because they're very, unless you're in the social service field or your family's first time who doesn't know anything, we can help, we can advocate.
Real quick, just following up on that, we had an opportunity to have one of our partner families speak at our auction that we had in April. And it was really moving, because what it reminded you is it was somebody that had gotten into a Habitat house about 10 years ago, roughly. And she talked about the situation of where she was. And when we have a build that we're working on for a family, we're looking at a family in need. We're looking at them in a snapshot at the here and now of today, of where they're at right now. But 10 years later, to see what the impact that it's had, where there's children that are now able to go to school, that are going on to Rutgers and doing things that they would have never dreamed, let alone just having a roof over their head at that point in time. So it does show the impact of the family unit in totality, and what a difference it can make. You're not just helping somebody today, you're helping people down the road and future generations and the hope that can bring, and how powerful that is.
Absolutely.
Excellent wrap-up thought. So I want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity for a quick closing thought. Ben, any final words? I want to make sure people know that the store is open on, let's see if I have the hours right, Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, with the exception of Wednesday, which is till 7?
That's correct.
Excellent. And the store's number is 835-1980. But to reach you or to learn anything more about Habitat for Humanity in Warren County, they can call 908-835-1300.
Correct.
And also, they can get you at the 1300 number.
Yes.
Excellent. And they have some great events going on. People can also donate to the Restore, or they can commit to an event, to purchasing tickets or being a sponsor. And even though the golf may be sold out, they can still make a donation, so that event is really you know, a way for you. I know it's part of your ability to be able to fundraise and to manage the organization. People also, they don't realize, you know, the resources and how difficult they are in the navigation. They also don't realize that you don't have a money tree over Habitat for Humanity. And all the funds that you bring in are critical to the organization. So if they can donate, I think that would be exceptional.
Yeah, there's a great need in Warren County. Again, we look across the world and see in totality over a billion people, I think it's 1.6 billion, that are really in need here. And right here in Warren County, we could certainly use everyone's help. So whether they're donating, they're shopping at the Restore, they're volunteering, they're getting engaged in any way and helping advocate the advocacy for our mission, they're all key roles and very important.
Okay, thank you, Ben and Jonathan, for joining us. If anyone wants to contact Jonathan, the number at Northwest Cap is 908-454-7000, extension 150. And I thank you both for being such great guests and for all the work that you do in the community and for youth, and having such a great impact today and in the future.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today,
Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. At least five people are dead after violent weather and tornadoes blew through North Texas and Arkansas. Van Zandt County Fire Marshal Chuck Allen says crews are still assessing the damage from a twister that blew through Van, Texas last night.
Approximately 30% of the city of Van has suffered damages, ranging from completely destroyed homes to down trees and power lines.
There were also some damages in some of the Dallas suburbs. A public memorial is being held today in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, for two police officers shot over the weekend during a traffic stop. Four people have been charged in connection with the murders.
Two people are each charged with two counts of capital murder. That's Marvin Banks and Joni Calloway. Two other people are charged with related offenses. Marvin Banks' brother, Curtis Banks, is charged with being an accessory to murder after the fact. The fourth person, Cornelius Clark, was arrested on a